I love my body.
I love my body.
I love my body.
I love my body
by Victoria.
The Victoria's Secret Body by Victoria collection now has 7 styles.
I did tell you it was understated. Its arrival on this side of the Atlantic comes hot on the heels of other glossy US brands that have been a success here in the UK, like Abercrombie and Fitch and Hollister. But Victoria's Secret is launching in a competitive market. Despite the recession, women's underwear is selling well, and summer's sales are up by 78%. Theo Perfitis is backing a new chain of lingerie stores, Boo Avenue. So is there a gap in the UK market for posh underwear without an apparently high price tag? Claire Rayner is an independent retail analyst and is here. Who is this company aiming at, first of all, Claire?
Well, I think if you can judge by their advertising campaign, they're going for quite young ladies who are very body confident, let's say, and want something that's going to make them feel even more so, because a lingerie purchase is an important purchase, part of the women's wardrobe, that makes someone feel fabulous, even if they're wearing very normal clothes over the top.
So we're talking about an aspirational brand.
In a way, but not aspirational price point, because whilst they look fantastic and the products are sort of, if you look at their website, the models are all very glamorous, nonetheless, the price point's quite tolerable, certainly aligned to the prices that we'd see across most of our current chains. So what interests me particularly is there room for this new entrant to the market? We've got Boo Avenue almost hot on their heels. They're doing all of the things that you'd expect to attract the younger buyer: scented petals in the bags and quality of service. They've invested heavily in fitters, and the brand looks fabulous. Online, you've got people like Fig Leaves, who recently been acquired by the M Brown Group. So it's a very hot and heavily contested market, but one that's doing well.
How easy then is it to make a profit from upmarket underwear if you're so conscious of having to keep the prices down?
Well, whilst the prices aren't high, they're certainly not low either. You're certainly not competing with the supermarkets, who also sell lingerie, nor are they competing with what you'd call the cheaper end of fashion, the New Looks and the Primarks. They're definitely a purchase that you'd think twice about, and it's not a throwaway garment. But for women, lingerie isn't a throwaway item. It's something, it's a must-have, and fit is very important. I mean, if you think about it, when a lady buys their underwear, it's akin to buying Clark shoes for your children. It's providing the best possible support for posture.
Explain what's going on in the recession as well, because it's intriguing to come across a retail market which apparently is doing so well just now. Why is that?
Well, again, it's one of those things that we can't do without. So, you know, if you're going to spend some money on underwear, there's a very sort of fine line between buying something that's really nice and buying something that's very ordinary in terms of price. And as it's something that everybody has to have, well, certainly 50-odd% of the population, then it's going to be largely unaffected by recession. But it's also one of those things that you look at, and I spoke to BBC's Penny Haslam about this a few weeks ago. It's one of those things that people seem to enjoy in spite of recession, a little treat, something to make themselves feel special. We talked about nail shops doing very well in recession, and lingerie seems to be one of those areas where perhaps clothing is down, but they're doing well nonetheless.